In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I have a guest. But before I introduce the guest, I want to say, ask the question, what are they doing in Planned Parenthood today? They are taking human life from women's wombs. That's what they are doing. And they have to pay money to do this. Money must be paid. There are no free abortions. But I also want to say this is 40 Days for Life, and there are people outside of Planned Parenthood on Commonwealth Avenue that are praying that the women that go in would not have their abortions. Let me just tell you this. The devil tells the woman when they go in, this is going to be a quick fix. Then when they come out, the devil says, you've killed your child. Oh, yes, you've killed your child. Today I have with me a lawyer, Tom Harvey, Mr. Tom Harvey. He's going to be speaking to us about Planned Parenthood and other things.
Thank you, Father. What I've learned over the years is that most people in Massachusetts, even most pro-life people, don't realize that our tax dollars have been subsidizing abortions in this state ever since 1981. At that time, there was a Supreme Judicial Court case that ruled that in Massachusetts, under the Massachusetts state constitution, abortion is a fundamental right. It's a broader right than it is under the U.S. Constitution, and that abortions must be subsidized by the taxpayer for indigent women. Now, we can't go to the legislators and say, hey, we don't like the fact that our money is being paid for these abortions. Change it, because they can respond to us and say, there's nothing we can do about it. It's a right under the state constitution. It's an entitlement. So in order to change that situation here, we've got to amend the state constitution, which is a pretty daunting task. But that's what we're going to do right now. That's what we're going to try to do. I filed in July a petition with the Attorney General's office, and the wording is, no provision of this state constitution shall be construed as requiring the public funding of abortion. And that is the first step. Now, at this point, by the way, there were no opponents to that initiative other than Planned Parenthood. So Planned Parenthood lawyers, a big law firm in Boston, filed an opposition to the Attorney General's certification of the petition. On September 2nd, the Attorney General did certify the petition as being in proper form to be submitted to the people. And that's where we are at this point. Now, before November 18 of this year, we must collect 64,750 certified signatures on the petition. And at present, we have many volunteers, but we need more. We've been going to the parishes. We've collected a lot of signatures, but 64,750 is a large number, and we need help in that regard. Father, I'd like to give my phone number and the email address, if I could. The phone number is 781-312-8755, and the email address is stoppublicfundingofabortion@gmail.com. And our website is www.stoppublicfundingofabortion.org.
Give it again, because people need to hear it again.
Okay, the phone is 781-312-8755. The email address is stoppublicfundingofabortion@gmail.com. And the website is www.stoppublicfundingofabortion.org. Now, this is step one. If we get enough volunteers, if we get the signatures, they're then submitted to the Secretary of State's office. They then forward that petition to the state legislature, and there we need one quarter of them to vote our way to advance this. The third step after that, first getting the quarter of the legislature, it goes to the next elected legislature. And again, we must get a quarter of them to vote our way. And then the last thing is, at least it's targeted for November of 2018, it goes on the ballot and a majority vote at that time. So we need a lot of education in the meantime, but we think that this has a good chance of success because it's not only about the wrongness of abortion, but also it's a fiscal matter, and that people that may not even care about abortion but don't want their money being spent on it should vote our way as well. So that's the current situation. We need volunteers, we need people to sign, and we need publicity. So
your money is being used to provide abortions. Planned Parenthood is not run by the government. It's a private organization. I believe that the government gives Planned Parenthood $500 million a year. How sick. How sick. They don't give it to in-season and out-of-season. We're a public institution, nonprofit. They don't give it to us, but they give it to Planned Parenthood. In Planned Parenthood, the only thing that happens is that people are being literally scourged and children are dying. We've heard about selling the body parts, and they said they're not going to do it anymore. Well, they've admitted that they've done it, and I don't trust them because it's all about money. Talk to me, Tom.
Yeah, Father, you know, and talking about Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richard, the president of Planned Parenthood, from what I understand, you know, she recently testified in front of Congress, but her salary or her compensation is over $600,000, and this is a nonprofit. So it's just amazing. Now, I looked up the tax returns for Planned Parenthood online, and as I recall, there are over, I think there are 10 other people that also make huge salaries. There are 10 others that make over $300,000 a year besides Cecile Richard. So you're right, it is a money-making operation. And one of the goals of this petition is to educate people and to do some damage to the abortion industry in this state, because the idea is once they stop getting reimbursed by the state for some of these abortions, there'll be less abortions, and they're going to have some difficulty surviving some of these abortion clinics. Maybe Planned Parenthood is too powerful, but it'll be affected adversely. And I would assume that some of the other abortion clinics in this state will have difficulty surviving if their business goes down. And that's a long-range goal, but I think it's possible, even in Massachusetts.
Your money is being used to provide abortions to women. People say, who has an abortion? You know, there are more married people that go into Planned Parenthood than single people. Do you know that? To kill their children? Do you know that? People don't know that. Well, we know that. That's a real thing. There are more married people that go in to kill their children. And you know, this is evil. This is evil. The Lord will punish the state and punish the country for what we are doing. We are killing our young. No animal kills their young, but this is what we are doing. We are killing our young. I want to speak for 40 days for life. Please go out tomorrow and pray at Planned Parenthood and Commonwealth Avenue, 1055 Commonwealth Avenue.
Father, one interesting point about abortion in this country, you probably are well aware of this, but there is a federal law that protects an unborn eagle, so that you cannot destroy an eagle's egg. You'll be prosecuted, and there's jail time under that federal statute. Yet, at the same time, it's not only legal, but a constitutional right to destroy your own baby in the womb. So what a terrible situation in that an animal, an eagle, is protected under federal law, where, in contrast, it's a constitutional right to destroy an unborn baby.
Tell us where people can sign their names and their addresses.
Yes, Father. If they want to be able to sign, you could call. We have like 15 distribution points around the state with these petitions. But they could call 781-312-8755 or email stoppublicfundingofabortion@gmail.com. And we have various locations around the state where they could also obtain these petitions. For example, down in Sandwich, there is a woman named Agatha Bodwell. Well, we have all these different names and addresses. I'm not going to give them all here now. But if you go to the if you email, then we can provide someone in your geographic location.
The church has to move. We cannot sit back anymore. They are using our money to kill children and to exploit women. This is an evil. This is the evil of the century. This is the evil of last century. The blood of the children cry out for vengeance. We need to do something. We need to do something. Tom is doing something, and he believes in what he's doing, and it's going to take a lot of effort to complete what he's doing.
That's right, Father. No one person can do this on his own. It requires a lot of help, a lot of prayer, and a lot of cooperation from around the state. You know, we can't just, matter of fact, under the Constitution, you cannot just have, for example, one county in Massachusetts working on something like this. The law requires that no more than one quarter of the 65,000 signatures needed can come from one county. So we do need to spread around the state. So I hope that with this radio show, word will get out even better than it is.
Tom was telling me that the Constitution of the Massachusetts for abortion is even stronger than the national Constitution for abortion. Tell us about that.
Well, Father, just like the word abortion is not in the U.S. Constitution, yet somehow the Supreme Judicial Court, the Supreme Court justices back in the early 70s found this as a constitutional right for abortion. Now, under the Hyde Amendment, Henry Hyde, a congressman, he was able to pass a law which said that, okay, even if abortion is a constitutional right, the federal government money is not going to be paying for abortions directly in most cases. I think they have the so-called three exceptions of, it was a political compromise for the exceptions being rape, incest, and life of a mother. Federal funds can be paid for those abortions, unfortunately. However, in Massachusetts, again, the word abortion is not in the state constitution, but the Supreme Judicial Court, in a case called Moe versus Secretary of Administration and Finance, back in 1981, the court ruled that abortion is a fundamental right. It's broader right under the state constitution than it is under the federal constitution. Again, the word abortion not even in the state constitution, but that's what they found, and that the funding of abortion is also a constitutional entitlement so right now, under MassHealth, abortions are being subsidized.
And we're paying for them. That's the issue. We're paying for them. You're paying for them. I'm paying for them with our tax money. It's going to Planned Parenthood, the biggest baby-killing organization in the world. And you know, God sees this. God sees this. What we sow is what we reap. The scripture says, if we sow violence, you know, I am not surprised at the violence that we see in colleges, because we have sown the violence of children. We have killed children even to the last moment. We have killed children. And we sow violence and we reap violence. That's what's happening. I am not surprised, because we say life doesn't matter in the womb. If it doesn't matter in the womb, it doesn't matter in the college. It doesn't matter in the grammar school. Life does matter in the womb, in the college, in the grammar school, in the hospital. Life matters. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Father, if this succeeds, unfortunately, it's not going to stop the funding immediately, but what it's doing is it'll set the table so that legislators can change it. And it'll make it a political issue so that then we can find out, well, where is our legislators stand on this issue? Are they voting in favor of having us, the taxpayer, pay for the killing of unborn children? I mean, if that's where they stand, then they're not really worthy of being in office. So I'm hoping that if this succeeds, abortion and the funding of abortion will once again become a political issue in Massachusetts.
I tell you, it's an issue of my pocketbook, too. Not only do I want to stop abortions, I don't want one penny that I earn to go to kill children. I have that right. I don't want 1 cent to go to kill children and to exploit women. I have dealt with the women that have had abortions. They come weeping. They come crying. They come sorrowful. And you know, God forgives. Thanks be to God for forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. Thanks be to God for forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. But this continues to happen every day. It happens every day. Monday, they're killing children. Tuesday, they're killing children. Wednesday, they're killing children. Thursday, they're killing children. Friday, they're killing children. And Saturday, they're killing children. And exploiting women all these days. And what do we do about it? Well, you know, I'm weak. I don't have very much. Listen, you have much. You have a voice. Use your voice until it's gone. Use your voice. What do you think we're here for today? Twiddle our thumbs? We want to stir up people to do something. Stir up people to do something. The telephone number is 781-312-8755. 781-312-8755. 781-312-8755.
Father, when you consider that we've been paying for abortions in this state since 1981, that means that millions and millions of our money have been spent for something that we consider to be basically murder. And it's just outrageous that this has been going on. So I hope people get stirred up. I can tell you, though, that we've had some unfortunate experiences collecting even out in front of Catholic churches where people just attended Mass and Communion come out and walk right by us. And I hope that that comes to an end, because we're not going to win if we have that attitude. We need the participation of the parishioners and Catholic churches, Protestant churches, everyone. We need help. Because to get this 65,000 signatures is a big task. We need volunteers and we need signers.
Imagine people going to church and walking by. This is real. Because some of our people are pro-choice. They've been educated by the Boston Globe rather than by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a real issue. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is not educated. You want to know why? It's not spoken about in most churches. No one speaks about it. You know why? They say, well, there might be someone that's had an abortion. No, there's not might be. They're right in front of you. You just don't know who they are. And you have to offer mercy to them as well as salvation for the children, salvation for the abortion mother, the mother that's had abortion. No one speaks about it. We don't even pray about it anymore. This is sad. This is sad. And yet this is happening every single day. What you sow is what you reap. I am not surprised at the violence that has broken out, because we have sown murder and killing from the womb. But if you've had an abortion, I want to tell you, there is forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. Get to confession. There is forgiveness in the precious blood of Jesus. Go to confession. Saint Catherine of Siena said, when I go to confession, I'm under the blood. Yes, under the blood. God wants you to know that you are forgiven, even if you had 3 or 4 abortions. Go and confess it. Name your children. You will meet them in heaven by the grace of the living God. You will meet them in heaven by the grace of the living God if you belong to Jesus.
Father, one note. I've had a lot of success. There's been some great, great volunteers who have come out and just get organized, and they've gone to their churches. I've had St. Patrick's in Stoneham had over 500 signatures collected. St. Agnes in Arlington, over 500. St. Joseph's in Wakefield, I believe over 700. So we've had a lot of success, and word is spreading constantly. And I hope this show spreads it even more. But we need more of these great volunteers that come forward and get organized at their churches. That's the way to do it. You know, if we can get, boy, there's over 500 Catholic churches in the state. And if we just got half of them and got a couple hundred signatures from each one of them, we'd have the number. You know, that's what we need.
Again, the telephone number is 781-312-8755. 781-312-8755. Imagine, the Constitution of Massachusetts is more for abortion than the national constitution. This is sick. This is sick. And you're paying for them. And I'm paying for them. This is very sick. This is very sick. And again, it's something that no one talks about at Mass anymore. We're afraid. We don't want to be political. It has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with life. I know when I was in Peabody, I preached pro-life over and over again. I know there was a girl that was pregnant. Maybe she heard me, and she had her baby. I have no idea who has their children, but I am preaching Jesus Christ, and He is the way, the truth, and the life. Are you for life? If you're not for life, you're not for Jesus. It's as simple as that. You cannot be a pro-choice Catholic. That's impossible. That's like being a pro-Hitler Jew. Totally impossible.
Father, if anyone wants more information, if your listeners are looking for more information regarding this effort, the website is www.stoppublicfundingofabortion.org. And the email address, they could ask any question and somebody would respond, is stoppublicfundingofabortion@gmail.com.
Repeat it again because people need to hear it over.
Sure. The phone number is 781-312-8755. The web address is www.stoppublicfundingofabortion.org. And the email address is stoppublicfundingofabortion@gmail.com.
In the next 4 minutes, let's review all the things that you have said.
Okay, Father. Since 1981, we, the taxpayers of Massachusetts, have paid millions of dollars to subsidize abortions. That's as a result of a 1981 court ruling. Right now, we're trying to stop that by amending the state constitution. And this effort, the immediate step is to collect approximately 65,000 signatures on a petition. That's step one. Step two is going to the state legislature and getting one quarter of them to vote our way. Step three is going back to them and having, again, a quarter of them vote our way. And step four, in November of 2018, it will go on the ballot for a majority vote. And we need help. We need volunteers to get these signatures. If we don't get the signatures, that's the end of the effort and can't be brought back up again for many years. So we really need help. We need volunteers. We need signers. We need enthusiasm, and we need prayers.
The telephone number is 781-312-8755. 781-312-8755. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.